Hey, good morning, everybody. So today we're going to talk about a shaila that I've been getting a lot over the past few days, and that is that people are thinking ahead toward Tisha B'Av and how they're going to manage to fast on Tisha B'Av. And one of the things that a lot of people do is that they take caffeine pills. It's like cockeyed, right? But anyway, they take caffeine pills and or tzom kal, something like that, in advance of the fast. But they want to know what the unique halachos of that are this year when Tisha B'Av is going to be on Sunday and Erev Tisha B'Av is going to be on Shabbos. Is one allowed to take such pills on Shabbos late in the day in order to prepare for the fast? And really there are two issues. Aside from the general issue, whether it's a good idea to take these pills, which we'll assume that there's nothing wrong with it, certainly in advance of the fast. But there are two issues. One issue is the issue of Hachana, and the other is an issue of Refuah, neither of which you're generally allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for a weekday, and over here you're taking these pills in order to prepare to be able to fast more easily on Tisha B'Av. And the other is Refuah. Generally, you're not allowed to take pills on Shabbos unless you have some sort of heter to do so. You're not allowed to take pills on Shabbos because of an isra of Refuah b'Shabbos. Let's go through each issue one at a time. As far as Hachana, the isra of Hachana is to do anything that you don't need for Shabbos, as it's considered a tircha, it's a tareach, it's an unnecessary burden on a day that's supposed to be meant for Shvisa. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chav Gimel Si'if Vav says that that's why you're not allowed to wash dishes that you won't be needing on Shabbos anymore on Shabbos, because that's Hachana for after Shabbos. Mishbura writes in Sivkan Chav Ches, Mishum Tareach. And it's also disrespectful to the Shabbos to make preparations for another day, as if that's the way you want to utilize your time for Shabbos, is to make Shabbos a preparation for Sunday. That the Elia Rabba writes in Siman Shin Zayin that that's considered inherently disrespectful. However, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph says that we're only matirim nedarim on Shabbos if they are litzorech Shabbos. But habal yachal lahafer nidra ishto, a husband could be made for Nidra Ishto, can undo his wife's Nidarim, even when it's not Letzorech HaShabbos. Why? So generally speaking, we don't do Atar Nidarim on Shabbos because it's Hachana. Because it's, why do you have to do it today? It's something that's the benefit for another day. Yet, or it's disrespectful for Shabbos or whatever. Yet, the Shulchan Aruch is explicit that a husband could be made for Nidra Ishto on Shabbos, because he only gets one day to be made for Nidre Ishto. So if he doesn't do it that day, he's going to lose his opportunity. What you see from that halach and Shulchan Aruch is that if the only opportunity to do this particular activity is on Shabbos and there will be no other opportunity, maybe that is not a violation of Hachana. Maybe that's one of the reasons that you're allowed to put food away in the refrigerator on Shabbos late in the afternoon, when you're not going to be eating from that food anymore on Shabbos. The only reason you're putting it away in the refrigerator is so you can have it on Motzai Shabbos or on Sunday. The other reason why you're allowed to put food in the refrigerator is that it's more like closing a cabinet or putting a soda cap back on the soda bottle or something like that, where it's just something that you do as a matter of course. It doesn't seem like it's just the way you do something. It's not considered to be a separate, distinct act. But that's formulated, this idea that if it's your only chance and it's not going to be a violation of Hachana, is formulated in the Shemir Shabbos Kil Chasa in Perachav Ches Os Tzadi Aleph. So it would seem that because it's not possible to take these pills after Shabbos, so maybe it would not be Hachana to swallow them on Shabbos. However, the Mishabura seems to assert even this type of Hachana. Even a Hachana where something is the Shemir Shabbos points out, the Mishabura seems to assert, even if it's your only chance to do it, the Mishabura seems to assert such a Hachana. Now, so we have to look at some any other heterim over here, Mishum Hachana. So generally speaking, there's no Isra Hachana if you benefit from the item on Shabbos itself, unless it's clearly recognizable that the reason you're doing this is for Motzai Shabbos. For example, the Mishmur and Simin Reish Sadi Sivkan Dalit says that while you can take a nap on Shabbos, because after all, you benefit from that, you enjoy the nap on Shabbos, nothing wrong with that, you're not allowed to say that you're taking a nap on Shabbos so that you'll be able to stay awake late on Motzai Shabbos because of whatever plans you may have for Motzai Shabbos. So because you're allowed to take a nap on Shabbos because you're benefiting from it on Shabbos, and it's not obvious that you're doing it for later, but once you say that you're doing it for later, then it becomes obvious that you're doing it for later, and that becomes an Isra of Hachana. That's why the Shmir Shabbos Gitzah, Perachav Ches Os Pehei, says that when you eat more than usual on Shabbos afternoon, when it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't say that I'm eating more because it's good for fasting. If you're drinking a lot of water, oh, I've got to drink a lot of water, it's a fast day tomorrow. Don't say that. You can think that, and you can do that because people drink water all the time on Shabbos. You can eat foods that are good to eat before the fast because people do that all the time on Shabbos anyway. You could have a nice Shalosh Shabbos. People do that all the time on Shabbos anyway. But don't say that I'm doing this for the sake of the fast, because then it makes it obvious that it's Mishum Achana. Now, one could argue that taking a pill is inherently recognizable even if you don't say anything, because taking a Tzom Kal pill it says Tzom Kal on the label, or a caffeine suppository. Why in the world would you be taking a caffeine pill if not for the fact that you're planning on not drinking caffeine the next day? But one could also argue that taking a pill is not something that makes it obvious that you're taking it for after Shabbos. It's a pill. People pop pills in their mouth all the time. Usually people pop pills in their mouth for what they're experiencing right now, not for later on. Rav Eliashiv therefore suggested, because of this concern that it might be an inherent hachana issue, so Rav Eliashiv suggested to mix the pill into a food so that it's not evident that you're taking the pill for after Shabbos. You'll just be eating that food or drinking that drink, whatever you mix it into, and you'll be consuming it in that way. What about the issue of refuah? So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Nun Gimel and Beis tells us that Chazal asered people with minor ailments from taking medication on Shabbos because of the concern of shchika sammanim, that they might come to grind up the ingredients that go into making those pills. And Shulchan Aruch paskens this in Shin Chav Ches Si'if Aleph. Mi sheyesh lo mechush bialma. If a person is just not feeling so great, he has a mechush bialma. V'mischazik v'holich kabar. But he's conducting himself like a normal, healthy person. He's not inhibited from going to shul and from doing all the normal things. Also, lasso shum refuah afilu al yedei einu yehudi. You're not allowed to do any sort of refuah for such a person, even al yedei and einu yehudi. Gzeri mishum shchik sammanim, because we're concerned of shchik sammanim. Now, the truth is, shchik sammanim could happen in any context. A person might decide to grind up things or forget that it's Shabbos and grind things up. But the assumption is, when you're not feeling so well, so you're going to feel more of a lachatz to do so. You're going to be more anxious about how you're feeling, about your health, and then you might come to do so. Now, Rabbi Akiva Willig in his WhatsApp group was asked this question. He pointed to a Ketzos HaShulchan in 134 footnote 2, Rav Chaim Noah, who raises the possibility that maybe Shechikah Sabmanim doesn't apply nowadays, because most people don't know how to grind medications. It's not something that's something that maybe a pharmacist knows how to do. The rest of us, or a pharmaceutical company knows how to do. The rest of us don't really know how to do this, and therefore it's an unlikely thing to come to happen. But nevertheless, Chaim Noah is not comfortable with that idea of just saying that we can just do away with the whole gzera, and so he himself doesn't use that svara to be makel in most cases. And Rav Moshe and Or Chaim Chayil Gimel Siman Nun Gimel and most other poskim do assume that we still have a gzera of shchika sammanim. Nevertheless, it seems to me at least that most poskim, even though of course we do have this issue of shchika sammanim, well, nevertheless, they're not a lahakel whenever there's a tzad to be makel, meaning the burden of kula that you need in order to be makel seems to be like the bar seems to be a little bit lower for the issue of taking medication on Shabbos than it does for many other isurim. But you do need some heter. You can't just say that the whole gzera doesn't apply. So what are the heterim? What are the exceptions to the isur of taking medicine on Shabbos? So Mishbrun of Karnalf writes that it doesn't apply to anyone, obviously, who's Cholesh Yesh Basakana, and also doesn't apply to anyone who's Nafal Mishkav, or even Cholekal Gufo. Cholekal Gufo means he may not be lying down in bed, but he's just not functioning. He's not functioning properly. He's not able to function like a normal person. So if a person is that sick, where they're not functioning normally, or they need to be in bed, then there's no issue of taking medication on Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch, in Shinun Chesif Chafa, Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, Shora Adam Kilorin Be'er of Shabbos, Vosna Gabe Ayin Be'Shabbos, because it's near a Kerochet, that you could put the medication into a mixture on Erev Shabbos and then wash your eye out, if it's an eye medication, with it on Shabbos. Meaning that would seem to suggest that if you mix medicine with food before Shabbos, then there's also no concern of taking it on Shabbos. That might be another exception to the Isser of medication. What about vitamins, things that are not treating any particular illness, but they're just strengthening your body or preventing illness from, you know, a lot of times people take, like during the wintertime, they take vitamin C every day because it prevents them from catching a cold. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what people assume. So the Isser applies to all medications. Vitamins are not curing any illness, so they may be different. That might be what we consider a Michael Briam, a healthy person's food. Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe, or Chaim Chel Gimel, Simon and Dalit writes that vitamins are taken to strengthen a person who's weak, and therefore they're usher, because that would be medicine. But he says vitamins that are taken to help strengthen and develop a stronger resistance to becoming ill, meaning it depends what your focus is, what your reason is for taking a vitamin. If it's because you're schwach and you want to regain strength, so that's considered like a medication. But if you're perfectly fine, and you just want to remain perfectly fine, and you don't want to become ill, then that's going to be mutter. Other poskim are a little more machmir about it, and they assume that all vitamins are medication, are considered medication, and shouldn't be taken on Shabbos. Rabbi Ribiat, in the 39 Melachos, in volume 2, pages 483-484, he writes that such medications that are meant to prevent you from becoming ill, you want to maintain the status quo, are mutter on Shabbos. So that's why he says antacid pills that prevent heartburn and such things, they used to believe that taking aspirin every day will prevent heart attacks, you know, things like that. Things that are meant to keep your status quo, that's going to be mutter. So the caffeine pill might be considered like food. The slow release pills also are at least preventative medicine. You're feeling good on Shabbos. You just want to stay feeling good throughout the course of the fast without getting too hungry or too sick. So it would seem, based on Rav Moshe's Kula, they have that heter. Nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a little more machmir about these kinds of pills, the tzomkal and the caffeine pills, and Shulchan Shlomo and Simshin Chavches in footnote number 1, he is quoted as allowing someone who usually becomes very ill on a fast day to swallow a pill on Shabbos before the fast, because that's considered nofel mishkan. I mean, there's another sheet of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman holds, if you know where you're headed, you don't have to wait till you get there. Meaning, if you know that you're going to be nofel mishkan, do what you can in advance. You already have the heterim that a nofel mishkan would have if you know for sure that's where you're headed, that you're headed down that road. So Moshe says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says you could take the medication on Shabbos if you're going to be nofel mishkan. Clearly implying, if you're not going to be nofel mishkan, you just don't want to be feeling so hungry. You just don't want to be feeling even a mechush bialma. You want to be feeling perfectly fine, or you want to be feeling even better. Rav Shlomo Zalman would hold that those pills would be prohibited to take on Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Vosner held that since it strengthens a person, there's an issur even for a healthy person to take it on Shabbos. But if you mix it into a food or drink, then it's not a problem. So what do poskim have to say about this lemaisa? Bottom line, halacha lemaisa. So I have a sefer here called Tisha of Shechal B'Yom Rishon. So in the Sefer Tishba of Shechal B'Yom Rishon, there's another Sefer called Tishba of Shechal B'Shabbos, same author, but he has two different volumes. As I mentioned, my son Daniel said he thinks it's part of a 7-volume set. So Tishba of Shechal B'Yom Rishon, he quotes of Soraya Dublitsky, who thinks that it's usher to take these pills on Shabbos, and you just take it without water on Motzai Shabbos. Rav Zilberstein explained, Rav Soraya Dublitsky was worried about Hachana, he's worried about Shechik Samanim. So Rav Zilberstein himself points out that if you mix it with food or drink before Shabbos, Ulai Efshar Lahakav L'Shtosa B'Shabbos V'Neatzom, that if you mix it with food or drink before Shabbos, then there would be no problem. So in this Sefer, he points out, why Ulai? Then Vaday, it's no problem. Neither of the issues are an issue. And that's why both in the Sefer Hamadim Kilchasan, as well in this Sefer Tishbav Shchal B'Yom Rishon Berav Tzvikon, they say mix it with food, and preferably to do it before Shabbos, if you mix it with food before Shabbos, and then you're not going to have a problem. So you put it in your applesauce or something like that, and you have the applesauce or shalosh shudas, and then it won't be a problem. Is there room to be makel even without doing that? Yeah, there's room to be makel even without doing that. You could argue it's not hachana, because people, it's not, as long as you're not saying that you're doing it for the fast day, you could argue that it's not called refuah, because you're feeling feeling fine, and that's not called refuah. But you know, you want to be extra machmir, so it's a reasonable chumrah for that number of the poskim suggest to put it in food before Shabbos and have it that way in as part of your applesauce or whatever else on Shabbos itself.